The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
I played the flute in the school band, and I remember when we were all first learning how to play our instruments, we all played really simple songs, and we learned how to play our instruments separate from the other instruments. So the flutes all practiced separate from the trumpets, separate from the saxophones. But when it was time for the concerts to play for the parents, we all had to come together and somehow learn how to play together. And it didn't sound very pretty. But we were all still playing the melody, so it was really kind of boring sounding. There was no depth to the music, no harmony, no rhythms. It was everybody playing Mary Had a Little Lamb, basically. But later on, we became more skilled. We learned how to play more notes, and all of the different instruments played different parts and different rhythms. And, you know, I played the flute, like I said, and I have to admit, sometimes we flute players thought we were a little bit more important, because we had the melody. The music just wouldn't be the same without the flutes. You know, without the melody, what would the song be, right? I'm kind of ashamed to admit that we had this attitude. But even when we didn't have the melody, we had these great parts. We had these high notes that just kind of floated along, and all these runs and trills. It was really kind of fun. And we certainly had better parts than, say, the tubas. I don't know if you've ever noticed tubas, but it seems like they always play one or two notes over and over again, kind of oompa, oompa. I apologize if there's any tuba players here, but yeah. Anyways, the point is, to make beautiful music as a band, everybody can't play the melody. Everybody can't be in the spotlight. But, you know, this desire to be in the spotlight, this was the issue that Paul was writing to in our reading in 1 Corinthians this morning. It seems that some of the people in the church in Corinth, they had really special abilities. They were wonderful gifts. Some of them had special knowledge and wisdom. And the people in the church were just amazed at how much they knew about God and about what was going on in the world. How did they know so much about God? They must be so close to God. And then others could speak in this strange language that nobody could understand. And they would tell everybody that they were talking directly to God. They had this special, close relationship to God that the rest of them didn't have. And the people that had these special gifts, sometimes they thought that they were more spiritual than the rest of the people that didn't have those gifts. They thought that maybe they were better Christians. And the rest of the church probably wondered why only some got these special gifts. It was like the special few always had the melody in the band. And those who didn't have the main part, the ones who weren't in the spotlight, maybe they felt like they weren't as important. Maybe they felt like they weren't really needed in the church. So this is the situation that Paul is writing to the Corinthians about. Now, when we first look at these lists of gifts that Paul is talking about, some of them might seem a little strange to some of us, because some of us have never experienced some of these gifts or seen some of these gifts in our worship experiences. But we have a lot of people here from a lot of different Christian traditions, so some of them may be familiar to some of you. But one thing we should make note of is that this list of gifts that Paul is talking about here is not a complete list of spiritual gifts. Paul talks about other spiritual gifts in different places in the Bible, and there are different things mentioned in those spots that are not these things. And we also heard about in Exodus the artistic gifts, which are also given by the Spirit. So this is not a complete list. But Paul is talking about these gifts because he is talking about issues that need to be talked about with the Corinthians. And the problem was that these gifts were causing them to be envious of each other. The ones that didn't have these special gifts, they wished that they did. And the ones that did have the special gifts, they kind of looked down on the people who didn't have them. They thought that they were better or that God favored them in some sort of special way. And sometimes they thought that they had these special abilities because of their own efforts. They thought it was because of something they did. Maybe they thought they were just smarter or better. But what everybody was forgetting is that it was the Holy Spirit that made all of these gifts possible. None of these gifts or abilities were possible because of anything that they did in their own power. And they were also not understanding that there were more gifts than just these gifts of wisdom and tongues and interpreting the special languages. You know, some of these kinds of issues still happen in our churches today. We have a tendency to place a high value on certain gifts more than others. And sometimes those gifts might be different than the ones in Corinth. But you know, I'm going to tell you a story. I remember when I was growing up, I grew up in a church where the gifts that Paul talks about were part of our worship every Sunday. The church that I grew up taught that Christians should speak in tongues, is what we called it, which meant that they thought that all true Christians should pray in this special language, and that eventually, sooner or later, all Christians would do this. It was a sign of true faith. And we were taught that if that didn't happen, that probably you didn't have enough faith. The problem was, it didn't happen for me. So where did that leave me? I was left feeling like I wasn't good enough. But I knew in my heart that I loved Jesus. So what was wrong? I left feeling like an outsider. But you know, I don't know if you remember from our reading, but we know that this is a gift given by the Holy Spirit. And it's not given to everybody. It's given to who the Spirit chooses to give it to. And it's given to build up the church, not to divide the church. But what does this have to do with us here and now? How does this relate to us? Here at Church of the Servant, we value certain gifts. And yes, they might be different than the gifts at Corinth or the gifts that were valued in my church growing up. When I think about it, you know, we look at the people that come up and lead on Sunday morning, that lead in the liturgy, and maybe we think, wow, they must be really strong in their faith to be able to get up and talk in front of people. And then there's people that can say such beautiful prayers. They just have such a way of leading in prayer. And how do they do that? And sometimes if we think, wow, I can't pray like that, maybe I'm doing it wrong. And there are many people here at this church that have a lot of knowledge. We have a lot of really smart people here. And sometimes we might think, if we don't know that much, that we must not be as close to God. And we have a lot of gifted musicians, and we're so thankful for them. We really, really are. You know, we see people up front using their gifts, and we tend to value that. And they're wonderful gifts. I'm not saying that they're not. But we tend to think that the people that are in front are the ones that are the spiritual ones. But you know, Paul tells us this isn't necessarily true. Because he says that anyone who says Jesus is Lord and really means it, they're spiritual, because the Holy Spirit is the only one that makes it possible for you to say Jesus is Lord. Paul is saying all Christians are spiritual. And he also says that there's different kinds of gifts. There's different ways to serve and different ways to work, but it's the same God who makes it all possible. You know, the really exciting thing is the Holy Spirit is given to each of us in a special way that's for the good of all. And Paul's reminding that the Corinthians that they are all gifted, not just the ones that play the major parts in worship. The Holy Spirit has been given to each one of them, a gift that is meant to be used to build up the church. He reminds them that when they were baptized, they became part of a new community. They're now part of the body of Christ. And in the verses that follow what we read today, Paul talks about this body having many parts. There's hands and feet, eyes and ears, nose and a mouth. All of these parts are needed, because a body can't function if it's all ears or all eyes. And, you know, when we think of a body, think of all of the parts of a body that you never see, like the heart or the lungs or your bones. I mean, those are just a few. But if any of those things are missing or sick or not working the way they should be, the whole body doesn't work. It gets sick or it dies. And it's the same way with the church body. Each person is a part. Each person has a special gift that the Holy Spirit has given them. And these gifts are important for the whole church body to live and to grow. Paul tells us that God has joined together all the parts of the body, and he has given more honor to the parts that didn't have any. In that way, the parts of the body will not take sides. All of them will take care of each other. Isn't that a beautiful picture of how the body is meant to function? See, these gifts were not meant to divide us from each other. God's plans for these gifts were to make the whole church stronger, to build the church up as one body. We weren't meant to look with envy at somebody else's gift, because all of our gifts are equally important. And you know, you all of you have gifts to contribute to the body of Christ, whichever body of Christ you come from this morning. And they're not all the same. The gifts that you have are as different as each of you, because the Holy Spirit is given to each of you in a special way. Praise God. But they aren't meant to be kept to yourself. And this body And the body that you come from needs your gifts. There are people here from many different cultures, people who speak different languages and have different skills. God has brought you here for a reason, and he has placed you in your home churches for a reason. You know, some people here are great leaders. God has given you the ability to come up front and lead on a Sunday morning or to lead Bible studies. And the Holy Spirit has given some of you knowledge about the Bible or other areas that you know about. And God has given some of you the gift of teaching. We have people here who are so gifted at helping people with languages. I think about the English program in our English as a second language program. God has given some of you the ability to encourage. What an amazing gift. And it's one that's not usually seen in the spotlight, but it is such an important gift in the body of Christ. And God has given some of you the gift of prayer. And I'm not just talking about the prayer that's led in worship. I'm talking about the prayer that happens when you're by yourself. This body and all of your church bodies need that ministry of prayer for your sisters and your brothers. And some of you are so good at welcoming visitors. There is such a warmth in this body. God has given you the gift of kindness and caring for new people. What an important gift this is in the church. And we can't forget the gifts of art and beauty. I mean, there's always a beautiful thing behind us, and we read about that in Exodus. That is a gift of the Spirit, to make beautiful things, to make our worship space beautiful. And these are just a few of the gifts that I have seen in this body. There are as many gifts here as there are people here, because the Spirit has been given to each of you in a special way. You each have a gift. And this body needs you. Your home body needs you. And this body needs your gifts to function well. You know, it reminds me of band again. Not back in the beginning when we all played the same notes, but later on when we were playing different parts. You know, some would have the melody, then the drums would play their rhythms, and the brass notes, the lower parts. Everybody was playing different notes and different parts, but somehow everything comes together. And there's a full and a beautiful song. And this is how it is in the body of Christ. We all play a different part. We see and hear some parts more than others, but without all of the parts, the body just doesn't work as well. Paul says, you are the body of Christ. Each one of you is a part of it. God has given each of you a special gift, and he invites you to use it for the good of this body, for the good of the body of Christ that you might be a part of. And he invites you to use it for the good of the body of Christ in the world. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.